Welcome to the Lucas Miles Show. I'm your host, Lucas Miles. Welcome to the Lucas Miles Show. I'm your host, Lucas Miles. On today's episode, I'm excited to welcome friend and entrepreneur Gigi Butler. You might know her from Undercover Boss or being the founder of Gigi's Cupcakes, but now Gigi is up to something new and she's going to tell us all about it on this episode. And when Gigi's not cooking up some new recipes for all of America to enjoy, she's also an incredible speaker and really just an amazing woman of faith. My wife, Christy, and I have had a chance to get to know her over the last year. Actually had her up for an event here in South Bend that she spoke at along with my wife, Christy. We hit it off, and I'm really excited to have Gigi on today's episode. I think you're going to love today's episode, but before we get to it, here's a little bit about our sponsor. This episode is brought to you by Cove. Head over to covesmart.com to find out more. My house is protected by Cove, 5-star home security system without contracts or headaches. Head over there and you can check out their system, all the different products that they have from door sensors, window sensors, home cameras. You can tie it in with an app. I can pull up my house right now, flip through the cameras, see what my dog and cat are doing, make sure everybody's safe. I travel a lot. It's a really great thing for, you know, our family. I think you're going to enjoy it as well. Head over to covesmart.com. I want to thank them for their sponsorship. And now, my interview with Gigi Butler. Welcome to the Lucas Miles Show. I am your host, Lucas Miles, and I'm here in wonderful Nashville, Tennessee, with my friend and guest today, Gigi Butler.
Hello.
Good to see you.
Very good to see you.
I'm really glad this worked out.
Me too. This is great.
And you know, I've done 100 episodes of this show.
Wow.
And a lot of times people, when they come on, it's oftentimes the first time I meet them.
Right.
Now, I've had some repeat guests and those things in the past.
Right.
But it's wonderful to have somebody on the show that I've already gotten to know.
Right.
And who's already a friend.
That's so, right. That's always good. So am I 101?
You're probably like 104.
Okay.
But yes.
But perfect.
Yes.
Good.
Let's talk a little bit about maybe going backwards, because a lot of people know you as
the Cupcakes.
Gigi's Cupcakes.
Yes, the Queen of Cupcakes.
And so which you have, you want to hold those up for us to...
Yes, my little loves. My first babies, actually. And this is what they look like. Delish. And we have over 100 stores in 24 states. So lots of people know about us.
What year did you launch Gigi's Cupcakes?
February 21st, 2008. I just had my 12th anniversary.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it was very bittersweet.
So now we have some new news that's happening.
Right.
And I think if they followed your story, you know, you've been on, you know, Undercover Boss, you've told your story on a lot of national news outlets.
Right.
You know, we got the chance to know each other a little bit here this last year at the Women's Advance that we did in South Bend, Indiana, that my wife hosted. You know, people have heard your story kind of starting from really cleaning toilets.
Right.
To all of a sudden creating a, you know, kind of multi-million dollar, you know,
empire.
How many states were you in?
24 states.
24 states.
Yes. When I go and I publicly speak across the country, people are like, I just thought you were just a cupcake lady with a silver spoon in your mouth. I'm like, oh, honey, that is not me at all.
Yeah.
Because I started cleaning toilets at 15. Gigi's cleaning company.
Wow.
Started cleaning houses. I was very industrious. I came from a family that were very entrepreneurial. My dad was just, let's get into arcades or Potbelly Pig business or hair salons, whatever it was. But what I was taught was just go for it, feel the fear, but feel it anyways and power through that fear.
Mm-hmm.
And if you fail, you fail. God's got your back.
Yeah.
So I was raised that way. Not a lot of people have been raised that way. So they don't have that feeling of fear.
Yep.
So fear is a huge obstacle to people.
So there's some new things happening.
Right.
And I think there's a story behind this. So I want to go, you know, a lot of people have heard the past story and it's worth hearing again, but I want to make sure we give time for this new endeavor.
The new fear?
You have a new fear that you just announced here in the last couple of days.
Right,
tell us about that.
I did. Well, I'm very excited. I've had the honor of being Gigi of Gigi's Cupcakes and it being my brand and my first baby for 12 years and something that was more of an American dream because I literally started cleaning houses and from that had this dream to build one cupcake shop, not 120 cupcake shops. So it just... People really got into that because they loved the fact that if a house cleaner could do it, and God can make that way, then yeah. I could do it, right? Yeah. So they really got like, wow, if she can totally change her life and recreate herself, so can I.
Yeah.
So I went from that. Then I sold the company in about 4 years ago.
Okay.
And still was the face of the brand, still had the original store, but started really having a lot of hard times with the company and being the face and fighting, because when you lose your baby, and they write books about this, I mean, you can read it all over the world, that when the founder leaves the company,
yeah.
it's a total change because the founder doesn't have control anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And the people that buy the company, they have the control.
Yeah.
So they've done a lot of good things, and I wish them all the best. And it's a beautiful brand.
Yeah.
It has been my baby, though. So how do you let go of your baby and try to recreate yourself again? So this last 3 or 4 years, I've really been struggling, and I've gone across the country speaking about it. Like, how do you fight that fear again?
It's identity. I mean, that's really
right.
what it comes down to.
Am I just Gigi? What am I? Who am I again? Am I house cleaner again? Who am I, God? So it's really been a struggle with who the heck am yeah. I? What am I created to be? Really, just cupcakes?
Mm-hmm.
What was it? Because I thought I was a country singer. Then I wasn't that. Then I thought I was this. And so it's been fighting that fear again.
Yeah.
And I finally went through this last year of, okay, what if I completely let go of GGs? Then who will I really be? So I decided to sell my store, and I'm closing this Friday.
Wow.
Actually, Hattie B's, who's a chicken company, I'm sure everyone in the world knows who that is now. They're taking over because
okay.
it's just time.
Yeah.
It's time for them to have that full building. And it's time for me to turn away, let go of my last baby, my first baby, and go, okay, it's time to recreate. So
where does that go next? What's talk to us about this recreation of Gigi.
I love to bake, and I will always love to bake. And my first love is really pies. So I thought a couple of years ago, well, why don't I do pies? If I was going to do pies, what is this going to look like? And so it's going to be Pies by Gigi.
I love it.
I just announced it. I mean, I've already built the brand. I've spent millions of dollars
yeah.
doing this. Why not just have my name attached? Because it's another form of love.
Yeah.
So I'm excited. I will always love Gigi's Cupcakes, and it will always be my baby.
So let's talk about the practical side of this for a second.
Right.
Pies.
Right.
So break it down. What kind of pies do we have at Pies by Gigi's?
Well, we're going to have a more of a French farmhouse theme where you come in and have a great cup of coffee and you have breakfast
some
quiches,
savory
pies, handmade pies, tater tot casserole, Gigi's famous chicken pot pie, take and bake. You know, you could come in and have breakfast, lunch. I'm going to have 8 different pies
mm-hmm.
a day. My goal is to ship all across the country now.
That's awesome.
So it won't be brick and mortar. It will be in Franklin or Brentwood.
Yeah.
But then if you want a Gigi's pie, you can go online and go Pies by Gigi, and you could ship a pie across the country.
That's awesome.
And it'll be there in a matter of days to you.
That's awesome.
So I'm really excited that everyone in the country will be able to taste what I truly, truly love.
That's really cool. So let's talk about the faith journey maybe in this
okay.
process, because you talked a little bit about identity, and
right.
I see that a lot with people that experience success, I think,
right.
early on in life,
right.
is they have trouble reinventing themselves, or
right.
they deal with those questions.
Right.
You know, how did you face those things? What sort of maybe steps did you take in your life to explore, you know, and answer that question, God, who am I?
Well, at first was at the point of why, God, like there's been a lot of, you know, breakup and, you know, why am I not good enough? Why am I, you know, did I fail at this business, which I didn't fail, but inside, I don't care who you are. There's insecurities.
Yeah.
If you're not a human, then if you're not insecure, you're not human. There are more insecurities. People, you know, it just depends on what's going on in your mind
yeah.
and what you choose to listen to.
Yep.
So my why turned into, once again, why not?
Mm-hmm.
And I really started getting into, who does God say I am? Who does God say I am? And I kept reading Ephesians and reading the Bible of, you are loved, you are cherished, you are forgiven, you are a warrior. Even if you're a woman, I love you. You're powerful. So I started looking at this like, I can recreate myself again because God says I can do it.
Yeah.
Not the world, not the people, not the haters, because I don't care who you are.
Yep.
If you're anybody, you got some haters.
I got a couple out
there. Oh, I got some more than a couple. So I think I'm one up on you on that. If anybody that is trying to climb their way and make any type of success in life, they're going to have haters because I don't know why. It is what it is.
Yep.
It's called the other side of the spiritual life.
Yeah.
Spiritual world, right?
Yeah.
So I think that it serves its purpose as well in the whole scheme of the world because there is a spiritual battle going on and we can get deeper.
Yeah.
Nephilim.
Yeah. Right, yes. Gigi, I've had lots of conversations about this.
Oh, good, great. But it's just, you know, there's this battle, and it's what you're going to choose to listen to and what path you're going to choose. And I think a lot of people in life, fear is the number one thing for them.
Yeah.
Fear. Going down that path and that roadblock of fear, they can't get around it. And so when I speak across the country, I want to tell people that fear is really something you can get around.
Mm.
You just have to either figure out a way how to get around it.
Right.
Blast it with, do whatever, climb over it, go around it, pray through it, whatever you have to do. Fear is something that you're going to have to get through.
You know, for me personally, I released my book, Good God, which we have here on the table in 2016. And when that book came out, I did 60 media outlets in 45 days.
Wow.
And, you know, it's funny. I have a podcast show. I speak every single week at churches. I mean, I do this stuff all the time. But I still deal with a lot of anxiety before I speak.
Right.
And, you know, it's just the adrenaline and the hype and getting up there and everything. And I just kind of developed, you know, this little, you know, and kind of pulled it from scripture. I would just say grace for today. And so every day I'd kind of wake up on those 60 days or 45 days of media outlets and just go, okay, God, I got grace for today. We're going to walk through this.
Right.
And, you know, I find that, like, I think that especially with visionaries, and I would assume, you know, you're going to be able to relate to this, is we see the world, I think, sometimes a lot bigger than maybe somebody who's not a visionary. And so that's a blessing, but it also, you see how far you have to go to get there.
It's a huge curse,
too. It creates that insecurity because you see the distance.
Right.
And, you know, if my world's just a little bit beyond where I am, if I do one great thing today, I feel like I just filled the whole world.
Right.
You know, but when you see that gap as a visionary, it's really easy to lose your focus. And so maybe what other, like, daily things or you know, are you putting kind of in place in your life to overcome that fear that might come up against you?
Well, I think it's really important what you said about there's different types of people. And God has made us all different. But people that have vision and that think outside their box live in a different realm. I mean, we just do.
Yeah.
It's such a bizarre, my mind never shuts off because it's completely always creating.
Yeah.
And sometimes they fail. And someone told me the other day, which I thought was very interesting, they said I was speaking at an event and someone come up and touched me, said, "Everything you touch turns to gold." And I'm like, "Honey, do you know how many things I've touched this year that hasn't turned to gold, that's kind of wasted away?"
Follow me around for a day.
But I've been bold enough to touch everything so I could turn something to gold.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
That's
being
cool.
Bold enough. So what I daily do, like this morning, I got up and I listened to You Say by Lauren Gore. You say I am love.
Yeah.
And I thought, okay, God, this is what you're saying about me. So today is this day. And this is what I'm going to think. So
that's cool.
It's really preparing yourself. And it's also, I always say, thy strength, God, thy strength. Because when you ask God for strength, he gives it to you. It's amazing.
Yep.
It's amazing how that works.
Yep.
You know, and I just say, thy strength, God, because it's been a really, truly bittersweet, hard couple of weeks with lots of things. I'm literally saying goodbye and turning away from my baby this Friday and closing my doors. And it is the hardest thing I've ever had to do. I guess now this is the fifth hardest thing I've had to do. Number one was birthing a company. Number two was birthing a child. Number three was being on Undercover Boss. Number four was writing a book. And number five is saying goodbye to my child.
Yeah.
Not goodbye, but go to college and grow and do your thing and what you're supposed to be.
Yeah.
So this is my fifth hardest thing.
And the cool
thing
is that it's perpetuating beyond you, which is, I think, the goal of any entrepreneur.
Right, it is.
And it's creating a realm where you get to kind of go out and rekey this new thing.
Right.
Talk to us a little bit, because I want to make sure we hit this too. You have a book. I want to make sure our listeners and watchers get to maybe pick up
a
copy of that.
It's called The Secret Ingredients.
Yes.
Lessons for Business and Life. And it talks about my story going from the beginning. But how it starts is that it starts the day that I opened the cupcake shop and how scared to death I was. I was in a fetal position crying, going, I have $33 left to my name. And I have what am I going to do?
Yeah.
Like, and I just opened my doors. And it started from how good God is to where I was clueless. I didn't know what I was doing. I had $33. Everyone's like, what's your marketing plan? I'm like, I have $33. I don't have a marketing plan. To, you know, going through my life. And then at the end of every chapter is a business lesson and then a recipe.
That's cool.
Of what that fits that chapter.
We have a lot of entrepreneurs that listen and watch the program. And so I think I would highly recommend that. It's a great resource.
Thank
and somebody
you.
Who's practically, who's gone through these things and been able to figure that out. I know when I had my first film landed on Netflix.
Right.
Now, that was a cool moment.
Right.
But it didn't change my life. And it didn't even change my bank account. And so, you know, it's a slow process of growth. And there's a lot of money that goes into it.
Did
it takes time to recoup.
Your perspective, though?
It did change my perspective because I thought it was going to change my bank account. And then I realized that it takes a lot more. And,
yeah,
you know, but,
right.
you know, I think that we had people around us that just assumed,
I'm
going to be showing up in a limo next week or something.
Do you know the bills I pay? Do you want to take on the, do you want to take on the bills that's on my shoulders? I don't think
When you're an entrepreneur, you just know. And you can really, and it doesn't matter how many zeros are behind whatever deal you're doing.
Right.
The principles are the same. And, you know, I just said on another show here a minute ago, it's that grace plus hustle, you know, which I probably need to copyright that phrase.
You
but
really
it's that grace plus hustle that kind of gets us like that connection to the Lord and then putting our hand to the plow, seeing it through, making it happen. So now I'm assuming
hashtag
this question.
Grace plus hustle.
I like that. We're gonna add that to this episode
today,
for sure. So I'm sure that if somebody hasn't asked you this yet, they're going too soon.
Okay.
And that is, can we expect to see franchises in the future on Pies by GG?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
That was the greatest experience that I've ever had, but something that it gives your baby away in a way. And no, probably not.
Cool.
I'm going to be happy with one store, one baby. I said that last time.
Yes.
But I will grow in a different way.
We'll check back in next year and we'll see how that's going.
Yeah, we'll check back in next year. But I will, as of right now, no.
All right. So everybody, to our watchers and listeners out there, grab a copy of Gigi's book. And coming this spring, early summer, head over to the interwebs and check out Pies by Gigi and maybe place your first order for a pie. And Gigi, thank you so much for being on the program.
Thank you. And you can always watch me on Instagram, Official Gigi Butler.
I enjoy your feed. You do a great job with that.
Thank you. So do you.
Well, thank you.
But you can see the process of me baking from scratch.
I like it. I like it. Awesome. We're going to get some lunch and you go check out all the links that I have in the show notes and check us out on a new episode. Gigi, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Hope you enjoyed today's interview with Gigi Butler. Make sure and head over to lucasmiles.org. We just updated the site. There's all sorts of goodies there you can check out, as well as make sure and hit the follow button or subscribe button on social media, as well as the podcast on iTunes or Google Play or Stitcher Radio or wherever you find yourself listening today. Have a great week. Thanks for listening to the Lucas Miles Show.